In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul's answering this question. Is it okay to eat meat that's been offered to idols? And before he says yes or no, he speaks of knowledge and love. So Paul is contrasting knowledge alone with knowledge that finds its full expression in love. Having only knowledge, the knowledge that meat is just meat and that's all meat is, builds yourself up and puts others down. Or as Paul will say later, destroys them. While knowledge that finds expression in love takes others into consideration and builds them up. Chapter 8, verse 1, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Knowledge that finds its full expression in love, it doesn't pander, it doesn't ignore the truth, but it sees that a data dump of information will do more harm than good if it's given in a context devoid of love and discipleship. It doesn't show forth Christ. When we show forth Christ, we show a true knowledge of God has been reached, that we are known by God. It's shown that that person is saved and redeemed and in Christ. This is what verse 3 is telling us. It's tough to translate. It's tough to interpret. But the idea is that if a person truly loves God, then it's because God truly knows them and loves them. God's love is expressed through them. In other words, you can have all the facts and knowledge of God and still not love God. But if you love the Lord, it's because knowledge of Him has reached its full goal in your life. That old saying rings true for us. People won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. As you pray today, please remember Chris and Alicia Sampson, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Chimatingo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.